the deputy superintendent of the Lansing School District. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Big day for public schools around the state of Michigan. It's Count Day. Tell us, from your perspective, what is Count Day and what does it mean?
Well, Count Day is our opportunity to make sure that we are correctly counting, per se, the number of students we have in the district and therefore the students that we're going to serve and, of course, the number of students who we are going to receive compensation for from the state of Michigan. So there are two count days in the year. This is the second one, and most recently there has been a change. 90% of our money came in the first count day back in September, and another 10% comes now. But what a lot of people don't know is it is not the 90% from the fall and the 10% from the spring, technically the spring-winter, that is added together. It is the spring count from the previous year and the fall count from that year that is actually gives you 100%. So this count will be added to the fall count of next year to give us the 100% of our money from the state.
What's interesting about this is that the count from count day could be different than what you actually have as a student population. So going back to the last count day, what was the count for the Lansing School District, and actually how many students do you have attending?
Well, I believe we were just under right around 14,000 in our fall count. Our pupil counting office keeps the exact number, and I know I'm pretty close when I say that. But over the course of a school year, you have a lot of moving in and moving out. We have a pretty mobile population in our district. So you're right. We could be down X number of students, or we could have added X number. Now, we do calculations as to give us some ideas to what we are expecting to get in our winter or spring count, but you don't know until you actually do it. And there's stipulations that determine how long you have to actually count them. So today is officially count day, but you have extra time depending upon whether it's an excused or unexcused absence.
Oh, so that can
that student.
So that could be a day or two or whatever.
No, it's quite a bit longer than that.
Oh.
If you have an excused absence, you have 30 calendar days to count that student. Hmm. Student could be out for illness, for example, and literally could be hospitalized, and you've had them on your rolls all along, and all of a sudden they have a very justifiable illness, and you have 30 calendar days to count them. However, if it's an unexcused absence, you don't know where they are, and they're just not there, and they don't tell you where they are, then you only have 2 weeks or 10 school days to count them. So it is very important that you, in the next 2 to 3 days, account for those kids so that if there's an excuse for the student to be out, that you get that excuse and can count them within that 30-day period for an excused absence.
What does the Lansing School District do to be proactive to make sure that all the kids that they have enrolled are in school, especially those kids who have challenges with truancy?
Oh, elementary schools and high schools and middle schools are very creative. Well, they'll do some special incentive on count day. It might be special treat for the elementary kids. Not parties, just something that's an incentive. It might be you might do a riff day and have the day where the kids are going to be able to get free books. It might be having a special assembly for a topic that is really pertinent to the kids so that there's some idea that pulls them in. Some of the elementary schools will do something as simple as at the end of count day, they'll have a popcorn day and say, okay, for everybody who makes it on count day, at the end of the day, we'll give you a free popcorn. In the fall, you'll see things like having your picture day on count day. A lot of people around the state do that because parents want the child's school pictures and kids want to be there. So what you really want is to make sure that everybody who can be there is there and that you're only dealing with the anomalies, not the certainties on count day.
Now, from what I understand, students must be in attendance and receive instruction in all classes on the count day as part of the requirement. Is that true?
That is part of the requirement, and it is much more difficult in secondary than elementary. In elementary school, you basically have morning and afternoon, and you're counting them in morning and afternoon. In secondary school, however, you know, middle school and high school, you have to count them class period by class period. So the challenge in secondary is you can lose fractions of a count. So you could literally, if you don't meet the requirement in the timetables that I was referring to, you can lose. If a student, for example, doesn't show up for their fifth period math class and you don't see them in that time frame, in that fifth period, you can lose that 20% of their FTE. FTE stands for full-time equivalent, and that's the concept, full-time. So, yes, you can lose partial counts, and that's what happens in secondary. You don't just get 1.0s all the time. Now, a student's full-time equivalent is also dependent upon what they're there for. We have kids in multiple programs, including alternative ed programs, and a full count for them is going to look a little bit different, but that's the basic concept. Get them in that seat for every single class period. So what you don't see during count day is class changes, because you'd be shooting yourself in the foot if you change their class period on the day that their schedule has to be maintained. So you don't see any schedule changes for a few days before or a few days after the count day period. You handle that ahead of time.
If students return late from lunchtime or for some other obligation, are they able to be counted, or are they counted at the beginning of the class period?
You count them at the beginning of the class period, but that's the 10-day window or the 30-day calendar window for excused absences. So if they're not there that day, like I said, for a meeting, let's say they're on the student council, their student government, or, for example, an athletic team had a meet that day, and so they had to leave early. That's an excused absence, so you'll be able to count them over the course of the next day.
Is the count day system in Michigan fair? Could it be better?
You know, you can improve on anything, and the state does listen to us in terms of our concerns. As a matter of fact, the 90-10 is a response by the state of Michigan to be more fair to school districts, because you get most of your kids in the fall, and you have most of the burden of time for accounting for them and your resource. You need the majority of your money to be in place in the fall, because that's where you're doing all of your staffing. So the 90-10 is different than what it used to be. And so consequently, that is front-end loading the funding to help school districts have the money they need to service the kids.
It's a big day, Jim.
It always is, and we take it very seriously. Second count day is a little bit easier to deal with than first count day, because this is more of a known entity. This time of the year, you've had kids over the course of the year. You've been tracking their attendance, so you pretty much know who you have. But I tell you, by the end of the day today, when everybody reports in their numbers and they're looking at where their kids are, then we go into the process of, okay, now those who are not here, let's verify. And we have to have some documentation as to what that absence is about. So we take it very, very seriously, as all of our colleagues around the area do as well.
Jim, before I let you go, any concerns about funding in regards to education? And I guess there are concerns there, but do you think it'll remain the same? You think you'll get a bump?
I tell you right now, a bump would be not to lose any more than we've been losing. I mean, we've been getting taking cuts in funding on multiple levels, not only just our per pupil count, but in our supplemental funds as well, our title dollars from the federal government, and our 31A dollars or at-risk dollars from the state. And it's that time. It's that kind of time. So it is not that we feel that we should be held harmless or immune, but at the same time, we are the caretakers of the future. And what we are hoping is that everyone who has to make those legislative decisions understands that the concept of doing more with less sounds good, but it is a very, very difficult thing to do when the actual expectations have been raised. Our students are being asked to learn things now that when I was in school was considered advanced or high-end advanced placement kinds of classes. Those are standard classes now. High-end math, languages, all kinds of things. Now, that's because we're in a different day and time. But if you're going to provide all of those kinds of services to the kids that they absolutely deserve, you know, people are naive if they think it doesn't cost money. So when people say, well, you just want them for the money, no. We want to serve them, but you can't do it if you don't have funding. So we need everybody to be in line with that.
All right, and one more question for you, Jim. Did you apply for the superintendent's position for the Lansing School District?
That process has not been determined yet. The board is still making a decision about an interim position and how that will be dealt with, and then whether or not they're going to have an open hiring process from that point on. So I'm sitting back and waiting to see how that process plays out, and I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to apply if that opportunity is given.
All right, and do you hope to be the interim superintendent?
Don't know how. As I said, that's not a decision that I get to make. So I've been here a long time, 38 years, and my goal is to make the contribution that I can make right from where I sit right here today. There's a lot that has to be done from the deputy superintendent's chair, and I can have a major impact by doing the job that I have right now and then waiting for whatever opportunities come along in the future.
Well, Jim, today is a big day. Happy Count Day to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, Mr. Carmichael.